Hola. Ay, Dios mío, it's Thursday. Time for Jackie's Vida Loca, where every week we divulge our Latino secrets, talk about our crazy Latino culture, gossip about our crazy Latino friends and relatives, and interview the craziest, the funniest Latino comedians on the Latino comedy scene. Welcome to my crazy life. Jackie's Vida Loca.
Hey guys, this is Jackie Villaloca. How you doing?
No, I'm kidding. What's going on, guys? This is EZ. Eric Zuri. I'm actually the owner of Easy Way Broadcasting. Nice to meet you all, you Jackie's Vida Loca fans. The reason I'm actually on, I know you guys are probably thinking, you're like, why is he talking and not Jackie? Here's what's going on, guys. Jackie actually, congratulate her. Yay! She actually got a commercial with Toyota. So sometimes, every now and then, I may jump in, to talk to you guys a little bit about what's going on and kind of fill in the spot while they got to do their celebrity thing. Because this is a celebrity broadcast, and sometimes they do get booked and they get crazy, whatever. But I do have a message from Jackie. She says that she loves y'all, and she loves all her Latino and Latina people, and lots and lots of love there. And I actually do have a, if she doesn't get on, I think she might be getting on, and hopefully she'll be talking to you guys, but in the meantime, I will be filling in, but basically, I do have a pre-recorded interview with her and a pretty cool star, and I'll let you guys, we'll let that be a secret, But anyway, my name is Eric Zuli, EZ, I'm known as the Hollywood It Guy in Hollywood, and I just do my thing, and oh, thank you, I appreciate it, thank you. And I just want to really point out how awesome God is, and God is good. There's some really cool things happening. But, you know, I'm going to tell you guys a little bit about Easy Way Broadcasting and what you're going to be tuning into and what you have to expect, okay? Easy Way Broadcasting is a celebrity radio podcast on Blog Talk Radio. We air about 6 shows a week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and soon Monday. And it's a celebrity broadcast that, you know, I like to help celebrities interact with their fans via social media. It's pretty awesome. So I have 6 celebrity shows on this broadcast, Easy Way Broadcasting, and Tuesday we have a show. It's called Sports and Music with Maurice Egger from the NBA Dallas Mavericks and Timberwolves, and he does a show. He talks to his NBA friends, he talks to awesome artists and whatnot, and he also gives you opportunities to showcase your music, which is pretty cool. So you guys can check that out every Tuesday, 2 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and that's Sports and Music with Mo Ager. Then we have on Wednesday, Sarah's Secret, the gossip show. It's celebrity gossip and just a fun show with Sarah from Real Housewives of Orange County, Season 7. She was the friend on the show. She was in a couple good episodes. She was a brunette, very beautiful. Her name's Sarah Winchester, and she has a co-host named Magic Mike, and Magic Mike is funny as heck. So they do their thing, and it's called Sarah's Secrets. You can follow that at Sarah's Secrets for You on Twitter. And then we have a show on Thursdays, and it's this show called Jackie's Vida Loca. It's crazy. Wait, that's the show I'm on. You guys know that already. Okay, cool. So, yes, we have the show on Thursday with Jackie's Vida Locas, and she's going to be talking to all her crazy Latino friends and awesome celebrities, and she's just a crazy, cool girl, and she's funny, and don't miss the show. And that's every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Then we have this show called Easy Talk. And Easy Talk is, I don't know, this crazy guy named Easy, Eric Zuli, that just he's like the Where's Waldo of Hollywood. And you never know where he's going to pop up at. And he just knows all these celebrities and all these people and these producers, and he opens opportunities and he does it the easy way. And you can watch you can actually watch the show on theeasyshow.com, and you can see all these cool situations. And he's involved with like Disney stuff and Paramount and Sony and all the cool stuff you guys know about, and all those your favorite actors and artists and producers and choreographers, and he's just always in the mix. He's always in the mix. And you know, that's me, guys. I'm just this guy that loves to have fun and open opportunities for you. And I'm on Twitter. You can follow me at EricZuley on Twitter. And Hollywood It Guy, HollywoodItGuy.com. And it's pretty cool. So I have a show called Easy Talk, and we have Patricia Shipp the one of the lead reporters of the National Enquirer that gives you the Hollywood secrets the easy way. And we get all the cool gossip from the Enquirer, you know, pretty much, you know, before it even comes out on the Enquirer. Then it comes out in the magazine all over the world and the newspaper and what they do and all the website. And it's pretty awesome. Her gossip and her stories are amazing. So don't miss that. And that's every Friday. Every Friday. I got to slow down. Hold on. Let me take a breath. Woosah. I'm just really excited. I got some really exciting news, and I'll tell you guys about that in a second. But so every Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Easy Talk. And then we also have my friend Roz Taylor Jordan, very good friend of mine. She's a casting director, supervising casting director for the show. You guys ever heard of the show America's Got Talent? It's hosted by Nick Cannon, and a lot of cool celebrities or judges on there, and it gives you your chance to showcase your talent, and it's just any type of talent pretty much. It's on NBC, and it's called America's Got Talent, and we have a segment called Opportunity Time. So her, and then I also have other producers and other people that are very established in the industry that give you tips and advice of how to really work the industry and how to really have it be a benefit to you. That's Opportunity Time. And then me, I do a show called The Easy Show, theeasyshow.com, and it's basically everything that you hear on Easy Way Broadcasting on my show, even on other people's shows, you'll be able to see visually yourself on YouTube. And my YouTube is Eric Zuli, so youtube.com/Eric Zuli. We also have WTV Networks, and we have What You Need, WHAT, the letter UNEED, TV. And you can actually go on there, and you can see really cool stuff that happens in Hollywood and pretty much all over the world, Vegas and San Diego, and who knows. You never know where I'm going to pop up. But right now we have a cool teaser with a group called IM5, which was on X Factor. And they're backed by some pretty awesome people, Simon and Perez Hilton, and they're involved with Radio Disney and really awesome group. You guys may have heard of them, may have not, but if you haven't, now you've heard of them, and tell your friends. They're like another One Direction, and I'm speaking seriously. And shout-outs to my boy Shane Sparks from So You Think You Can Dance, America's Best Dance Crew. He was one of the judges, and he also did the choreography for You Got Served. He's Emmy-nominated, big-time celebrity dance choreographer, which also has a show on Saturdays called Planet Dance. So all the dancers out there, if you do the what is it called, the Zumba, or you do the salsa, put a little hip hop in it. Yeah, you know, Shane does a show called Planet Dance, and because of him, I met IM5, and you know, we're making a lot of cool movements together, the easy way, and so Planet Dance, the easy way, and so that's on Saturday, every Saturday, 2:00 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Don't miss that. And then on Sunday, I was talking about myself. See, I'm so unselfish, man. I talk about all these other people, but I kind of finish. Everybody keeps telling me to make sure you promote yourself. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to go back to what I was saying. Then I'm going to go into what's going on with Sunday. Me, Easy. I have a company called Easy Way Entertainment. Easy Way Entertainment is like the umbrella company. It's a production company, and we do our film projects, our TV projects, and radio broadcasting. The broadcast company, Easy Way Broadcasting. EasyWayBroadcasting.com, everything's under Easy Way Entertainment. And then I also own a network called WTV Networks, which is a web TV broadcast. I've had it for over 7 years. You can go to WTVNetworks.com and get all the cool news, information, sports, entertainment, fashion. A lot of cool information you probably won't get anywhere else because I know a lot of people. But WTV Networks powers all this stuff. So if you're listening, check it out, WTVNetworks.com. You can also go to my IMDb and search E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. If you have IMDb Pro, you'll see the companies and you'll see what's involved. And Easy Way Entertainment's making some great moves. Just definitely follow the movement. And you can follow the movement at E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. You can also go to Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter, Easy, letter E, letter Z, Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter, and you can follow the movement. So, enough about me. I'm a crazy guy in Hollywood. Follow me. You'll love me. Hopefully. Sunday, we have a show called The Rosman Experience. Now, if you're younger, you probably want to tell your parents about this, or you might want to get involved. Who knows? But anyways, The Rosman Experience is a really cool show. and it's based upon raising awareness for charity, and it also gives financial advice. One of my clients, a very, very good friend, his name is Rick Rosman, R-O-Z-M-A-N. You can go to rickrosman.com to learn more information about that. He has a show called The Rosman Experience, and he brings really high-end founders or executives of charities that really are making a difference. He's on the board of about 7 different charity organizations. He actually just newly got appointed president of Steps for Education, which is actually the foundation that the president of distribution for Sony Pictures, Roy Brewer, is a chairman of. So he's definitely involved in some great stuff. He's got great intentions and great reasons for what he does. And his show is all about raising awareness for charities and setting a good example to get other people to donate. It's pretty awesome. And he gives some great financial advice. I know everybody needs that. So check that out. The Rosman Experience, 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. The Rosman Experience, you got to check it out. Rick Rosman, that's what it's about. So my breath is gone, guys. I got to take a quick break. We're going to put a quick commercial on here, and when we get back, I will be blabbing some more, and hopefully you guys don't fall asleep. I'm just kidding. All right, we'll be right back.
Listen to Easy Way Broadcasting shows powered by WTVNetworks.com every day of the week on Blog Talk Radio with celebrity hosts Eric Zulli, Shane Sparks, Sarah Winchester, Rick Rosman, and Mo Egger. Easy Way Broadcasting is the hottest place for music, sports, celebrity gossip, advice, and insider tips. Follow at Easy Way Broadcast. Call Easy Way Broadcasting Shows with your questions and comments at 914-338-1303. Join the 500,000 Twitter followers who have discovered Eric Zulli's newest project, Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTVNetworks.com on Blog Talk Radio. Find the most up-to-date info on his show, Easy Talk, which airs every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time by following his Twitter site at Easy Way Broadcast and at Eric Zulli. Easy connects listeners with their favorite celebrities and Hollywood insiders who are doing it the easy way. And you can, too. Talk to Eric during the show at 914-338-1303.
And we're back, guys. Yes, sir. You're listening to Jackie's Vida Locas every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Love you guys. Love you guys. Yes, I do. Jackie's Vida Locas every 3 p.m. every Thursday. Don't miss it. Jackie's an awesome girl, man. I don't really know her that well. I'm getting to know her. And shout-outs to Tina Truman for bringing her on board. She's a great host, and she's amazingly funny. And shout-outs to Jackie for her new commercial. And you guys will be able to see her doing her new commercial with Toyota. It's pretty awesome. And we have a caller. I wonder who this is. You're on the line. I'm EZ, and we're on Jackie's Vida Loca. How are you? Hello? Hello, caller. Hello, caller. Oh, I scared him. I have a tendency of doing that. Sorry, guys. You know, if you want to just call in and listen, you can just say, hey, I'm just trying to listen. Don't want to talk and be live on air. I understand. I get it. But I see a caller. I want to just talk to him because I love talking to you guys. But so Jackie's Vida Loca. She's an awesome girl. And she's a comedian. She's an actress. She's really, really funny. Make sure you tell your friends. Jackie's Vida Loca, 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And she's awesome. She knows a lot of cool celebrities. And she's just, if you want to know about that Latino stuff, that Latina stuff, we have the caller back. I wonder if I try to be this a little bit more softer approach. We have a caller, 5533. Are you there? Hello,
yes.
Caller?
Hi, this is
all
Dr.
right, cool. I hope I didn't scare you too much before.
Oh, that's okay.
How you doing? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, this is Dr. Kara Manoukian, Rafi Kara Manoukian.
Oh, you're the doctor. Yes, Jackie told you. So let me introduce myself. How you doing, sir? My name is Eric Zulli, Easy. I'm actually filling in for Jackie right now. She booked a wonderful commercial, and sometimes they can't be on the show, so I fill in. I actually own the broadcast, Easy Way Broadcasting. So hey, how you doing, man? I guess you're one of our guests, and I'd love to hear about you. I'd love to hear what you got going on. So I'm going to go ahead and let you tell us about yourself and start from wherever you want to start, when you first, you know, were a little boy and grew up, or if you want to start from when you first got in the industry. And we want to hear about you. So I talk a lot, by the way, too, so I'll shut up. Go ahead.
Well, I'm a plastic surgeon in L.A., in Santa Monica, and the cosmetic surgery world has just changed a lot. There's new things going on in the industry, and I just practice cosmetic breast augmentation, body contouring, and facial cosmetic surgery. And Jackie thought that one might be a good and interesting thing for the show.
Oh, I agree. Totally. Ooh, questions about... So you do... make sure I'm correct here. You do... give girls bigger breasts, and you do the facial surgery, and basically, so when people want cosmetic, they want to look prettier, or they want to change their body in some way, you do that for them, right?
That's right.
And guys, of course, you can probably do nose jobs and things like that. Awesome. Well, wow, I have a ton of questions on that one. What's the most unique experience you've had in your field?
Well, you know, I mean, these are patient-doctor interactions. Some people come in because of changes in their life, changes emotionally, physically, and just one-on-one. I mean, it's not a lot of drama, per se, but it's people that just want more self-confidence or just an adjustment in terms of how youthful they feel and how youthful they look.
Awesome. Okay, so how does something like that work? Like, let's say I want to get a nose job. What's the process? And, you know, can you say, you know, just let us know. As a listener, I'm a listener right now, and I want to get a nose job done. I know a lot of people want that.
Well, I think the first step is as a patient, just figuring out why you want it done. Obviously, everybody has variations in how they look, and you can have somebody with a bigger nose that looks attractive and someone with a smaller nose that looks attractive. So I think the first step is just realizing or understanding whether you're doing it for the right reasons. So one of the warning signs for someone who's considering plastic surgery is whether they're doing it for themselves or whether they're doing it for somebody else. So, for example, single or married? Are you single or married?
Me? I don't know if I should say that because all the girls will be coming after me at my events. No,
uh-huh.
I'm single.
Single. So, you know, I mean, are you doing it for example, someone like you, doing it to try to find a mate or try to attract the person that you dated before your ex, or whether you're doing it just because there's something that's a little unnatural about your nose. So those are really, you know, that's the first step. The second step is really finding somebody that you have a good hunch about, whether credential-wise and also whether the interactions between you and the doctor are suitable. And then you know, start talking to the plastic surgeon and seeing whether what you feel in your vision for what you want is something that's translatable to something that can be done in surgery. So
okay. And what do you do and what don't you do? You know what I mean? Like if I'm a patient wondering, I just interested in changing some stuff. You know, is there anything you don't do or you don't prefer to do?
Well, I think it boils down to what can actually help a patient. I mean, really, you know, I think there's a stereotype of a plastic surgeon or a cosmetic surgeon who just wants to change things and, you know, high, fast-paced life. And I think, you know, on a day-to-day basis, it's not really what we do. What it really boils down to is, are we making progress in this patient or whether it's something that you know, inevitably or later on in the future, it's not something that they're gonna like or be happy that they did. Because there's no shortcuts in plastic surgery. You're going to live with it for the rest of your life, so might as well do something that's going to balance your life, make it a little bit better, and improve your self-confidence. So what I wouldn't do, for example, would be someone who says, well, I want to look like, for example, a girl who wants to have a Kate Moss nose and wants to look just like Kate Moss or Kim Kardashian or Paris Hilton, for example. I mean, that type of framework just doesn't work because, you know, for example, a Hispanic girl can't look like Kate Moss, for example. Different features, you want to maintain the ethnicity of the patient and make it look natural rather than something unique.
Got it. Okay. And what's your name again?
Dr. Kara Manoukian.
Dr. Kara Manoukian. Okay. Hey, guys, I got to tell you, like right now we're live on Easy Way Broadcasting. Jackie's Vida Loca. The number is 914-338-1303. This is pretty cool to be talking to a doctor right now and plastic surgeon because you cannot talk to you directly. It's not possible. It doesn't exist. So the fact that I have you on the line right now, I definitely want to make it very clear to people that they should probably call in and ask you some questions because I got a ton of questions, but I don't know what my boundaries are and what they're not because to be honest with you, bro, I got to be really, really honest. I kind of filled in at the last minute here, and I'm having fun, and I hope you're having fun with me.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. So I'm not ending, though. Definitely have a lot of other questions. So let's say someone does some business with you guys, and what about – now, if I'm overstepping my boundaries in any way, go ahead and stop me. But let's say side effects. I know a lot of people wonder about side effects with plastic surgery. Can you talk about, you know, some side effects and positivity, negativity, or just the basic discussion about that?
Well, it's really surgery specific. You want to pick somebody who's board certified, who understands the, you know, the risks and benefits and gives that information to you during your consultation. So every specific surgery has its own risk benefit ratio, and you know, it's something that parents, people that family and so forth may say, well, you know, do you want to do this? Do you want to risk surgery just for a visible change in your appearance? And, you know, it's an individual choice. I think that if you look at the long-term studies from anything, including something like breast augmentation, there's very quantifiable changes in confidence levels in women, self confidence, their overall emotional well-being. So these are translatable things between the surgery, even, you know, as vain or not as you may perceive it, and something that, you know, manifests into something that's an improvement in one's life. So, you know, definitely it's an individual choice, and we never rush anybody into doing those surgeries unless they feel comfortable doing them.
Gotcha. Okay, what about age group? Is there a certain age range that you won't do?
Well, cosmetic surgery and plastic surgery is a very broad field. We do surgeries, obviously, on neonates and infants for specific reconstructive reasons, like a cleft palate or cleft lip, and then we do surgeries on 100. I think my oldest patient's like 101 years old. So,
wow.
We're not doing anything on a 101-year-old that's purely elective or you know, just for vanity's sake. But every age group has its specific procedures. When you look at a female between 20 and 40, that's our main age group, they're doing things that are more cosmetically oriented.
Okay.
Have you ever thought
you.
About doing plastic surgery?
Have I thought of, well, you know, I'm a little bit interested because when I was a younger kid, I actually got, you know, jumped, to be honest. I had some kids kind of, you know, punch and hit, hurt and kick and stuff, and one of my uh-huh. nose actually kind of got... you know, not the way it was originally. So, then this
well,
it's interesting
male rhinoplasty
to me.
Is very, very common. We do it for cosmetic reasons and also for an improvement in breathing. And sometimes we do it for both. And one of the biggest most rapidly growing fields in plastic surgery is adult rhinoplasties. In other words, we usually think of a person doing rhinoplasty in their teens, a young girl out of high school doing a nose job, you know, just to normalize her nose. But but now more and more commonly you have women and men in their 50s and 60s doing rhinoplasties because the nose does age with time.
Gotcha, totally. And I know this segment is about beauty, guys, and I believe that's why Jackie wanted to have you on, and that's for both men and women. And you are listening to Jackie's Vida Locus on Thursday, every Thursday, 3 p.m. Now, what about personalities? What type of personalities do you get? Like, could you talk about maybe a story of a unique particular personality that's come into your office that wanted something done? I'm just curious, you know,
give you an example. I mean, I think on... this coming week, we're filming something on The Doctors, the television show The Doctors. And
oh, cool.
A young woman, probably in her early 40s, who went and did a facelift with somebody in the LA area and just had devastating results. Large scars, pulled too tight, on and on and on. And that lady, very nice, very sensible, very practical, went in for something that was purely cosmetic and came out with something that literally devastated her life. It consumed her life, it consumed her emotions, and so forth. These are not the most, they're not the rule, they're the exception, but, you know, it does happen. So we went ahead and repaired that, and basically you could see when the surgery was done, tears rolling down her eyes when she sees her, you know, her new look, she woke up. But, you know, I just want to emphasize how much these things change, can change somebody's life. You know, there was a show on TV, Dr. 90210, which gave a very lighthearted view of plastic surgery, but on a day-to-day basis, really it's about changing people's lives.
Gotcha. So, okay.
Well, I want to thank you for everything. This was great.
I have to ask this question. The fear that people have of cosmetic surgery. Talk a little bit about that.
I think it's a found fear. I mean, it's based on what they hear, what they perceive. A lot of the risks of plastic surgery vary from procedure to procedure. And I think the ultimate thing is to have a good relationship with your plastic surgeon or surgeon, and understand what the choices are that are being made and why they're being made. For example, when I schedule a surgery, we give people options of doing something awake or completely asleep under anesthesia. So those choices are made for specific reasons, and really it boils down to there are quantifiable risks of everything, and understanding those risks, understanding what you're doing, why you're doing it, why your surgeon is doing it this way or another, and what someone's credentials are important in trying to minimize those risks. And by minimizing those risks, I think the fear of doing these, you know, doing a surgery is minimized as well.
Well, got you. Thank you so much, Doctor. And how do people reach you? Is there a Twitter, a Facebook, an email?
Most of the patients just website, surgery90210.com.
Surgery90210. Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for being
thank
on Jackie's Vida
Smokas.
And you have an awesome day. We appreciate it.
Thank you. You too. Goodbye.
Hey, guys. That was a real live doctor. You got to hear a couple inside facts and some things that you might have been wondering about plastic surgery. And if you're thinking of something like that, you can go to surgery90210.com. Check that out. Again, you're listening to Jackie's Vida Loca. I'm Eric Zuli, easy, filling in for Jackie. And we're going to go to a quick commercial break. And when we get back, I'm going to go ahead and pop on a pre-recorded interview of a cool little interview with a comedian, actor, really cool guy. And we'll be right back.
Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way, you're doing it the easy way, all of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zuli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Jimmy from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell, I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood It Guy here. Follow me on Twitter, ericzuley, Eric Zuli. If you want to know how to make money on the internet, and you want to be promoted the easy way, you got to check out TheEasyShow.com, TheWTV.com, and HollywoodItGuy.com. We're helping those celebrities interact with their fans, the fans interact with their celebrities, showing you the hot Hollywood content. So, hey, come do it the easy way. Check us out.
Hey guys, I'm back. It's Eric, Easy Zuli, and if you're just tuning in now, you're listening to Jackie's Vida Loca show. Jackie's Vida Loca, and it's an awesome show. It's really funny. Jackie's a really funny comedian, and unfortunately, she can't be here with us today because she just shot a commercial for Toyota, and she's running around all over the place, being the celebrity that she is. And this show's segment is about beauty. So we just had a really cool plastic surgeon on, a doctor that told you all about plastic surgery and some tips and facts you may not know about or may have wondered about. And I don't know. I gotta keep the show up going here, and I'm gonna call a friend of mine. I got a music video that we're gonna be doing, and I'm gonna let him talk to you guys a little bit about it. It's pretty exciting, and I hope that he picks up. His name is Relly. Really songs, and he deals with a lot of cool people like Baby Bash, and I know Baby Bash is really big in the Latino community. And so let's talk to him a little bit, see if he picks up. Cross our fingers. And I actually had Baby Bash on my show too, as well, guys. If you want to check it out, Baby Bash was on my show, Easy Talk. You can look for Baby Bash, Easy Talk, Easy Way Broadcasting. You'll probably find it on Google. And that was a really interesting interview. Really interesting interview. Totally. So, I hope he picks up.
Hey, what's up?
Guys...
This is Israel, a.k.a. Relly. Please give your name and number, and I will get back to you soon.
So, he didn't pick up. All right. Well, what I'm going to do, guys, here's what I'm going to do. If he calls back, I'm going to bring him on, and we can talk to him. But what I'm going to do, guys, is I'm going to go ahead and say bye-bye and leave you guys to be, and I'm going to pop on a pre-recorded interview we did earlier today with Jackie, actually myself, Jackie, pops in out of nowhere and scares the heck out of me. And then this wonderful guest, Johnny, you guys are here. You'll know who he is. All right, guys. So I'm out. Here's the interview. Hey, guys. What's going on? Yes, I'm sorry. No, I'm not Jackie's Vida Loca. I am a man, and unless her voice changed. No, I'm kidding. What's going on, guys? My name is Eric Zuli Easy. I'm actually the owner of Easy Way Broadcasting. And I'm filling in for Jackie. You know, congratulations. She's booked a Toyota commercial, and so I'm going to fill in here and do this last spur of the moment, and it was fun getting this last spur of the moment. But, you know, we got Johnny Ray Rodriguez, guys. He's a comedian, and, from sitcoms to soap operas, he plays musicals, CD recordings, stand-up comedy, dance and films. He does films. This native New Yorker from the Bronx is a major force in the entertainment industry of Puerto Rico. Now, Johnny starred in highly critically acclaimed TV shows I'm sorry, guys. I'm Caucasian, and I some might not spell things right or say things right. So, Johnny, help me out here if I mess up. no, dramas. Am I saying that right?
No, te duerman. Don't fall asleep.
Oh, okay. Yeah, what he said. There we go. Don't fall asleep. Esta no es on show. This is not a show. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got one. Minga Y Petrica.
Minga
Petraca. Yeah, what he said again. Vente Conmingo, come with me. And the made for TV movie, Vamos. I'm sorry.
That's a real tongue twister. Vamos.
Yes, there we go. You're my translator. Which aired on Telemundo, and you can now it can be seen on YouTube. Now Johnny's he lives in Hollywood, and has just produced and starred in a film called The Three Bilinguals, and appeared on Showtime's Weeds, Jimmy Kimmel Live, and starred in Disney's Princess Protection Program. And you've probably heard his voice on numerous English and Spanish language voiceovers. Here he is on Jackie's Vida Loca, Johnny Ray Rodriguez. What's up, Johnny? How you doing, man? Tell us about yourself.
Well, how you doing, Easy? Thank you so much for that great introduction. I know some of those titles in Spanish are real tongue twisters, and some of them are actually made up words. So it makes
my tongue hurts.
More difficult. So it's one of those. I'm doing good. I'm really doing good. working a lot, doing my thing here in L.A., trying to get all my show things and productions in order for 2013, you know, because I keep on, I travel back and forth here for a little while in Hollywood, and then I'm in Puerto Rico for a little while because I have to go back and do TV shows now. They're writing part two of a movie I was in a couple of years ago, and I played the bad guy, so they're writing the sequel to it, and I was just approached and asked if I would be interested in playing the bad guy again, and I was, of course I am. So I'm getting prepared for that while I do my productions here in L.A. So pretty busy. I know it probably sounds redundant or normal for people to say, yeah, I'm busy, and then maybe don't do anything. But no, in my case, it's for real. I'm really busy. This is crazy.
I feel it, and you probably get jet lagged all the time like me. It's fun to be a public figure. You travel and you get jet lagged. That's kind of how it works.
Well, yeah, that's the part that sucks. I go to Puerto Rico and there's a 4-hour difference. So while everyone's in bed by 10, I'm still up at 2 or 3 in the morning, and then I'm not there long enough to when I come back. Then here at 8 o'clock at night, I'm sleepy, and everyone, you know, is like, "Why are you sleeping?" I says, "Well, for me, it's like 2 o'clock in the morning already, you know, so I want to go to sleep." And I never really catch up, but so I have my sleeping patterns are a little freaky. They're not right. I wake up at 2 in the morning to work, and then I go back to sleep at 5 to get up at 7. So it works anyway because I'm up all day. It's not like I take a nap or anything, but at nighttime it's a little messed up. But I'm sort of.
Yeah, I'm interested, Johnny. What's your system when you wake up? You know, what's your system when you wake up from when you go back to bed at night? What's your normal day like?
Well, the first thing I do when I get up, I go to the gym. I'll go to the gym before I actually go to work because I work at Universal Studios. So I'll go to the gym. I wake up at 6:30 in the morning. I'll go to the gym, work out, do my thing, then get myself prepared and ready to go to work, or do what I have to do. And because my job is so flexible, in between tours or whatever I do, I get to work on my stuff. I'm writing a horror film now. And when I tell this to people, people say, you're finally going to make money, huh? And I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm still laughing about that. But I'm a horror freak. I love horror films. The ones that are done today, not so much. But vintage horror, I'm a fan of that and history of the horror and blah, blah, blah. So I'm doing a thing that has like a mix between 60s horror and what people expect to see in horror today. It might be a little freaky. And I'm writing about stuff that I've experienced as a kid growing up in New York and all the freaky crap that I'm afraid of. I'm putting that into the movie, and sometimes it just freaks me out because when I write, I actually write at 1, 2, 3 in the morning. So I'm in my horror mode, and whatever little sound or whatever little thing happens, I freak out. So it's like a little hard to do that sort of stuff. I just freak myself out just going back to things that I was scared of and things that I experienced as a kid, you know. So that's fun. I'm working on a web series, which is sort of...
You're working on a web series and a musical, but I have to ask you, what's the most thing you're afraid of?
The most thing I'm afraid of?
Yeah, like, is it you said sounds. Is it like cricket sounds, or is it a cell phone? Me, it's cell phone. It's like, oh, my God, this does not stop ringing. And sometimes it's like, when my agent calls me, I'm like, oh, God. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Well, I'm really bad with the phone. I mean, we all know who calls us when they call us, and I pick up if I feel like or not. I'm bad with the phone. I mean, if I don't have to have a conversation on the phone, I will not have it. I prefer texting and get it over with really quick, and that's it, and get to the point. Sometimes I have to call people because I have to make deals and stuff like that. So I have to actually talk to them. I'm like, okay, here I go, and I know I'm going to be on the phone for about another hour. I hate it. I don't like it.
I interrupted you before. I apologize. You were talking about your projects. What new projects are you currently working on now? What can you share with our listeners?
Well, I'm working on a web series now. I'm getting funding from sponsors in Puerto Rico. That's why I'm lucky in a sense, because I can get the money from people I know in Puerto Rico and sponsors in Puerto Rico, because I was very successful. I had my own TV show for a long time and did a lot of stuff over there. So it's easier for me to get the funding. But I get the funding there, but I do the products here. So I'm working on a web series, on a 12-part web series. I'm really excited about that. A lot of people are interested in what I'm doing now because I did a short film And I premiered it here in Los Angeles. I premiered it in Miami. I'm taking it to Puerto Rico now and then to New York. And that's the three bilingual film. It's about a Mexican, a Cuban, and a Puerto Rican that meet at the reading of their father's will. Okay? So a lot of people were interested in that. And I got my Mexican brother and I got my Cuban sister. We're half brothers, half sisters. And we're all Latinos, but we can't communicate because even though we are Latin, we come from different backgrounds, different cultures. One's Mexican, one's Cuban, one's Puerto Rican. And even though we all speak Spanish, we don't understand each other, okay? Because there are words that are different in Spanish. The food is different. The culture, the things that we do are different, even though we speak the same language. And it's a comedy. It's funny. It's a dramedy. So it worked. And I'm now working to make it into a feature film. So I'm getting
ready for
that.
When you say don't understand each other, I did an international commercial for Axe Body Spray in Argentina, South America area, and I do not speak Spanish. Very poquito español, very poquito. And everybody there spoke Spanish, nobody spoke English, and it was a very interesting experience. But, you know, guys, you mentioned the movie, the horror movie stuff. TMZ actually came up to me and called me Freddy Cougar a couple times, so if you ever need a Freddy Cougar dude, it's me. But, today's segment, guys, is about Latino beauty, and what about Latino men beauty? You know, and apparently Hispanic men spend $8 per month for hairstyling products, moisturizer, fragrances, and eyebrow grooming, etc. You know, do you agree that Latino men are consumed with their looks as Latinas are?
And Johnny, you better tell the truth. You better tell the truth, baby.
Whoa! Where'd you pop in? Hey, what's up, Jackie?
Hey.
Okay, well. Do your thing, girl. I'm gonna jump out of here. I'll jump out of here then. I'll just listen and laugh.
Yeah, you all listen. Right. Johnny, my love. I've been listening to you now. You know what? We had so much fun yesterday, and I just loved getting caught up with you, and I'm so glad that our listeners will get, a little taste of Johnny Ray Rodriguez. But, you know, do your thing. Answer the question. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just wanted to tell you, I'm on, baby.
It's your show. You do what you want.
Yeah. Oh, congratulations, Jackie, for booking the commercial. That's really, really cool.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Yeah, it was a real surprise because the audition was like literally 3 minutes, and I was there with a million other people. And when they told me I got it, I was like, are you sure?
Ooh.
Are you sure with me? But, yeah, National Toyota commercial. Here we come.
Nice. I saw you posted on Facebook. I was like, yeah, you go, Jackie. I was like, wow.
Really cool. Oh, man.
I just lost myself. Where was I? Where am I? I have no idea what we're talking about right now. Oh, Latin beauty, right? Latino beauty?
Yeah. Well, are Latino men as obsessed with beauty rituals and stuff like that as women are? And do you think that's the case? Like, what's your experience?
Okay, I have to confess something before I actually answer the question. My ex-roommate, okay, she used to get really pissed at me, really mad at me, because I took more time in the bathroom getting ready and getting, pretty or cute or whatever you want to call it, getting ready to go out and face the world than her, okay? And she would literally say that. She would say, my God, you're worse than a woman. You take so much time. And she would get angry. I think in a sense, we do take a lot of time. I mean, I'm in the profession, I'm in the business also, and I take care of myself and I worry about how I look before I leave that. The street, and everyone has a camera nowadays, and everyone's going to want to take a picture, and everyone's, so I make sure I look good, I smell good, you know, I keep myself looking in a way that I won't have to worry later on, oh, my goodness, look at the way I was, and they took a picture of me. Now I'm on TMZ or something, you know, and they used the worst photo, you know. So I worry about that. I worry about that. And I worry a lot about how I smell, too, as a guy. I mean, I'm not the kind of guy that uses so much cologne that the perfume goes into the room before I do. No, you have to get close to me to realize, and I always get that all the time. I'll be somewhere, and someone will get close to me. It doesn't matter if it's a woman, if it's a man. They'll get close to me and say, man, you smell good. And I'm like, thank you, you know, because I shower once or twice
right.
a day. But I think that's part of my culture or whatever, because in Puerto Rico, it's so hot and balmy that sometimes I take even 3 showers a day because it's so hot and humid. And
I know.
Here, I don't leave the house unless I shower. I shower before I go to the gym.
Literally. I shower before I go to the gym. So I sweat. And I smell good.
There you go. There you go. You smell perfume, baby. You smell like more perfume. What's the, like...
I just fell off. Wait a minute. I just fell off the stool. Hold on. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay,
you're still on.
I'm back.
You're still on.
Okay.
Yeah, so tell me. So, you know, I mean, obviously you are conscientious of your looks or whatever, but what I want to know is what's the one beauty ritual that you do that's super outlandish, like out there, that nobody else knows that you do, that you know, that you want to tell us about?
I don't know if I should keep that a secret, but now you're going to say that nobody else knows that I want to tell you about. Okay, I don't think it's, well, it's weird. It's outlandish. I sit in front of the TV with a tweezer plucking out my ear hairs.
Wait,
literally.
Ear? On your ears?
Yes, I'm hairy. I'm really hairy. And I grow, my best friend in Puerto Rico, she would make fun of me when I was younger. She'd say, you can grow corn out of your ears, guy. I have a lot of hair. I mean, hair all over my body. So I sit down literally in front of the TV while I watch TV, and I don't even have to look into a mirror. I'll just feel it with my fingers, find where the hair is, and then with the tweezer, pluck it. Just take it out. and my brow, because I used to have like a unibrow. Not anymore as much because it's been so many years since I've been taking it out, so the hairs don't grow as thick anymore in the area. But, yeah, I got eyebrows. I take care. I mean, they don't look like little pencil 1920s style eyebrows, but which is weird because back home, a lot of Puerto Rican men do pluck their eyebrows in a way or shave them in a way that they look very, very it's a little bit much for me. I'm not criticizing. I'm just not used to it, no matter how much I see it, especially in the, they do it. You see everyone doing it. I don't do it. I just clean up my eyebrows so they don't look bushy and creepy.
Yeah,
and,
but you don't
want
to look like a girl. You don't want to look like a girl. But here's what's freaking me out, that you can do this watching television and not even looking at yourself. Like, you do it without a mirror, you said.
Yeah. But the eyebrows, I got to be careful. The eyebrows in the middle, over the bridge over my nose, there I could do it without looking. But if anything else, I have to look in the mirror because I don't want to shave anything off or pluck anything off that shouldn't be off. But the ears, I don't need a mirror. I just touch the area and people go like, oh, that's so creepy. I even did that in an acting class with a friend of mine, one of my best friends here. We had a scene together, and the scene was me literally sitting on a sofa, watching TV, and plucking my ear hairs. And Howard Fine, which is my acting teacher, acting coach, I haven't taken class in a while. So, Howard, hi. I think he's one of the best.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
It was like, I've never seen, you know, it was like, well, that's weird, you know, plucking your ears.
Listen, I knew you were talented, but I didn't realize that you had that particular talent. But here's what I want to know. Okay, so we know that the tweezers are an important beauty tool for you. But outside of the tweezers... What is your, like, most important beautification tool that you cannot live without?
That would have to be lotions, creams. I mean, if you would call that a beauty tool. I mean, I can't live without that here in L.A. You see, I've lived so long in the tropics, in the Caribbean, that the humidity automatically humidifies and has your body nicely glistening and cool, you know?
Wow,
out here in California, this is a desert, okay? And I dry up like that. I use as an example, we in Puerto Rico talk about coqui, which is a little tree frog, which we thought was the only place it lived was in Puerto Rico, but now I know it lives in Hawaii, too, and they're pissed because there's so many of them. There's no natural predators, so they can't get rid of them because the climate is the same. So
I love the sound of a coqui. The sound of a coqui is the most beautiful sound to me. It's beautiful.
It's a wonderful sound, especially when it rains. You hear so many of them outside of your house, and when they get inside the house, they drive me crazy because they're tiny, tiny little tree frogs. They're brown. For those of you who don't know what a coqui is, a little tree frog. And they're like no more than an inch and a half big, but the sound that they make can drive you crazy if they're inside the house because they whistle the particular sound.
Can you do it? Can you do the sound of a coqui?
I can try. Let me see that.
Come on, let me hear you.
Let me see.
You know? That's pretty cookie, cookie, cookie. So imagine that inside your house. You're trying to sleep at night. You go crazy, you know? But
I know.
I love it. I love it. So I feel like one of those because, you know, they're amphibians. They have to be in moist areas. And I consider myself a cookie because out here in California, this is a desert. It's hard to survive here in the desert. It's dry. So I need my lotions. I need to hydrate. I need my creams. So every time after a shower, I will, from head to toe, cream myself. Well, I shouldn't say cream myself. That's weird. That was weird. Use lotion.
Keep it clean. Keep it clean, baby.
Yeah, I got to keep it clean. I would use lotions from head to toe to be hydrated and keep the skin moist and soft and whatever. I know that sounds really girly, but if I don't do it that way, my skin would break and it hurts and it gets cuts. No. Hydrate yourself.
The thing is, people think that girls are the only ones that are totally into all the creams and the lotions and the tweezing and the plucking and the grooming. Guys do it too, and I do think that Latino men... Well, we know scientifically, we know from the facts that Latino men do this even more. But I want to know something else. You know, we all have a little something, a little issue that we want to fix in ourselves. You know, is there one little, like, cirugía, one little surgery that you would love to have done that if nobody knew that you had it done that you'd like to get done?
My friends call me, I have a friend who calls me Mr. Vain, okay, because I'm very conscious of my appearance, so, but not in a bad way, he calls me Mr. Vain. I would do hair, a little bit of hair transplant or implant or whatever it's called, because my hairline in the front is a little messy because when I was younger and I used to work in clubs, I used to do shows two or three times a week. And I'd be part of an act where I would have to change really, really quickly backstage. So the wigs that I would wear, of course, I would pin them with bobby pins, with pins. And because the changes were so quick, instead of taking the pins out, I would just rip the wig off of my head and... It would pull the hairs of my hairline out. So I did that for a while.
God.
And I didn't realize that later on in life I was going to need that hair. I mean, you look at me and you don't say, I haven't lost any hair when you look at it. But if I try to spike my hair or if I pull my hair back, then you can see there's like a jagged hairline. And it's not the best. So, yeah, I'd probably do that. But I would look for the best guy to do it or woman to do it. Because I don't want to look like one of those funny-looking dolls with, you know, earplugs with hair plugs or whatever.
No, you got to go to John Travolta's guy. That's who you
are. Well, not John Travolta. No, not John Travolta. His hair, he wears wigs, and he looks like a little magic marker on his head. I'm not saying that's bad. That's his look, you know. I have to go to someone Tom Cruise, for example. I guess it's aesthetically, not the hair, because he's got a lot of hair. But whoever does him, I mean, at his age, he's looking good. So,
he looks really good.
Yeah, because
really
I wouldn't do... There's people that do stuff, you know, and they look weird. Like, I would never inject my lips. I would never do that, because I have very almost non-existent lips. So they're very, very small. They fit me perfectly, and they work for what I need them for. So I wouldn't inject them, because people who have thin lips and do that, it looks funny. They look like they're... birds or something. There looks like there's something wrong
with
them.
They look like a fish. They look like a fish. You know,
yeah, it looks weird.
They're awful.
It looks weird.
I'd never get that done. You look like you could take those lips off and put them on your vanity or something. They're awful.
It's just weird. And they look lumpy and weird and distorted and crooked. And it's like, I guess when it's bad. But I guess if it's well done, you don't notice it. So I don't know.
I wonder what it's like, Donny, to kiss somebody that has lips that have been, like, plumped up. I wonder if it feels differently.
You know that some people's, they have the fat from their butt injected into their lips?
Are you kidding? I think I'm going to get my lips done then.
I'm not going to say it in English, but I have, like, a joke that's related to that. About using butt fat in the lips. So you asked me the question, what it would be like kissing lips that have been... I'm not going to go there. Just
it's kind of like, kiss my ass. Just kidding. All right. I want to ask you before we hang up, who in the Latino world, or you can use anybody, I guess, but who do you find as your beauty icon? Like, who do you think is the most beautiful Latino in the world ever, ever?
Most beautiful Latino in the world ever. That was a hard one. I can tell you a beautiful
Latina.
There's
so many pretty people.
Because there's a lot of Latinas, gorgeous Latinas. I mean, we have from the 40s, Maria Felix. She was amazing, a beautiful woman from Mexico. Did a lot of movies. Now I like people like Salma Hayek. I think she's beautiful. Penelope Cruz. She's gorgeous. Jennifer
what
Lopez.
Jennifer Lopez is.
She
gets prettier every time I see her. Like, I don't
know. She's amazing.
She's
amazing. I'm dying to see her in person. I want to meet her. I know one day I will. I almost worked with her. I got cast
you
in a movie.
You auditioned for something, right?
Yeah. I auditioned for El Cantante, the movie that she did with Mark Anthony. And I got the part. I literally got the part.
Oh, my God.
Even before it was filmed for budget reasons, they needed the money for something else, and they cut out the whole scenes and stuff because it was very expensive. It took place back in the 70s in a huge mansion, and there were a lot of extras and stuff like that. So the scene was actually cut out. The scenes were cut out before it even went, it's weird. This business is weird. You get the call, you get the part, you're happy for about a month, and then it's like, you know what? They did this. So, and then, a month later, you're like, oh,
And
then you
move
on to the next
project.
Yeah.
It's totally so, but I reviewed, I auditioned for a part for South of the Border, that movie, animation movie, and I got the part too. And then the day I was supposed to show up to do this big, Disney role, I was told that Selma Hayek was given the part.
Oh.
And I'm thinking, that bitch,
Well, it's like Easy said. I mean, this business, everything is last minute. That's why you have to be here to, one day you're like, oh, my goodness, how am I going to pay the rent? And the next day you're on a first-class seat on a plane to Europe to film, I don't know what movie or what commercial. It's crazy. This is crazy,
It is crazy, and if you're not careful, you might end up not being able to pay the rent again, because so many people just, make it and completely squander their money, have no idea how to spend it. Really is a problem, so you got to be smart, right?
It's a crazy business. It's a crazy business, but if this is what you love doing, hey, people think we're crazy, because we are to be in this business, But if you love it, there's nothing else you want to do, So it's like only the crazy people in a certain way get to do what they want, because we're the only ones that dare to get out of our comfort zones and do what we do,
Well, let me ask you this, just for our listeners who are out there who do want to get into this crazy business, and I do agree that there has to be some element of insanity, but what pearls of wisdom, if you want to be a comedic actor in Hollywood, what advice do you have for our listeners? How do you break in? What do you need to do? What do you need to think? What's the one piece of advice?
It's like I was telling a friend of mine the other day. It says, everything might seem so difficult. Everything seems difficult. And when you want to pursue something, and it's like, oh, it's so hard. It's so hard. But nothing is impossible. So if you want to do whatever you do, just dream it and go for it. It'll happen maybe tomorrow. It might not happen till 10, 20 years from now. But at some point, something happens that involves into whatever you wanted to make it. But I've had people that they say, I'll produce a movie and I'll try to get funding for something. Or I have this scene for such and such a day and it didn't work out. And then, I'll call someone else and then make it work. And people say to me, and you're still going to try? I mean, that didn't work. I says, well, why am I going to stop here? Keep on going. Go for it. I mean, if you want to do it, go for it. Only the people that complain and nag and brag and criticize, they don't do it because they don't have the guts to keep on going. And so they get very comfortable in criticizing the other people that do. So if you want something, go for it.
No guts, no glory.
No,
Johnny,
so,
listen. I appreciate your insight and your time. and your friendship. And, you know, I've absolutely always loved working with you. And I'm sure that we're going to have an opportunity in the future to do more things together. But for right now, I really wish you the best of luck. I have the most positive thoughts for you, for your future, and for all your projects that you're working on.
Thank you.
I love you, and I thank you so much for joining us today. I'm Jackie Vida Loca.
No, thank you. And thank you for the time and for your input. And I appreciate your friendship. And lots of luck and lots of good things to you, too, man. So,
thank you.
Enjoy.
Bye-bye. Ciao.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Yep, that's me. That's my theme song, guys. What's up? So that was a cool little interview. All right. That was a cool little interview between Johnny Ray and Jackie's Vida Loca, Jackie herself. And so, all right, it's me. I'm back, guys. So I actually called a friend. I want to bring a friend, promote him a little bit. He has a music video coming out. He does a lot of awesome things. And he's on the line right now. His name is Relly Songs. Relly, are you there?
Hey, yo, what's up, guys? What's going on?
What's up, man? I got to give you that red carpet treatment.
Yeah.
What's up, bro? So introduce yourself and tell us what you got going on. I know you're personal friends with Baby Bash, who I just had on my show, and he's like one of the Latin legends, you know, and I know you have a lot of unique stories, and this is a Latino show, so hey, man, talk to us.
Yeah, well, I'm Relly Songs. I'm an R&B rap artist. You know, I'm a strong writer, you know, through BMI. Well, yeah, I got a music video coming up in March. We're going to be filming out there in L.A., West Hollywood, also in Rancho Cucamonga. And, you know, I knew once, we started doing this, getting these ideas, you know, one guy popped in my head that was you, Easy, because you are Mr. Hollywood. You are the man to know. So, you know, I went ahead and hit you up. I appreciate you getting me on your show right now.
My show. This is Jackie's Vida Loca. I'm filling in for her. My show's on Friday. My show's tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Jackie Vida Loca, you know, I appreciate it. Get me on the show, but, I mean, you let me know to be on the show. You know, so, yeah, just to mention some things. Yeah, I've known Bash for about, you know, 7 years now. Go back since he was on, you know, way back with SPM, even before that. I mean, I've known him for a minute. You know, he's got some newer projects. You know, I was in the studio a couple weeks ago. You know, I also like to give some credit to my boy M Status and Chokey. You know, they got a new album coming out, a lot of songs featuring him. I mean, I can't wait to drop. So those are my boys. Keep an eye out for those guys and stuff. But yeah, Bash has got some new projects coming out, so it is awesome. Yeah, I got the music video coming out. I actually got two that I'm going to be shooting out there in Hollywood. One is an R&B track called Out of My League, and one is also a club track, you know, called Lay It Down. And both of them are going to be grabbing the attention from both sides, you know, the club side and then the R&B, the people who are into
hey,
those.
Hey, really? I don't want to interrupt you, but listen to this. You like that? Let's see what you got, man. Yeah. You say you're a rapper. What's up? These beats are provided by Mo Egger Productions, by the way, the former NBA star Maurice Egger. Check out, get his EP. What you got, Bradley? Come on, little bust
okay,
with the beat.
Let's see. I'm more explicit, but you know I'll keep it PG right now. It's like every day I'm grinding, getting money to pay me. I gotta call the man to know that's homie Easy. I gotta keep it like PG right now on the radio. Gotta keep it how I go. It's like every elf. Every time I be setting the scene, riding out. Loking and getting crazy, baby, yo, all I'm about. Gotta get the club, rising in the club zone. Every time I'm in the VIP, leave me alone. I just like to get out, push it back now. Every time I lay down, that's the track now. I'm making money, I don't even gotta say nothing. Just let the track beat, that's enough,
There you go, there you go. All right, I'm a restart, and I'm gonna retaliate a little bit because this is what we do, man. It's just all about having fun, and we got Relly Songs, yo. We got Relly Songs.
waiting for the beat to get on so I can be like Cheech and Chong. Cause you know you're listening to this flow, you're smoking, and I'm giving you a token. Put it in the arcade machine. You know I take it and I flow really, really clean. Cause this is the radio, you call me the fellow, Average Romeo, and I'm serenading you February, Valentine's Day. Yo, get ready cause you know I got lots to say. I got my man Relly waiting to get paid. Like every listener out there wants you get. Nah, I'm not gonna say that because you know what I meant. It's all good, yo. I'm just making you vent with all these flows. We're having some fun. Cause you know what, man? I'm the one. I'm a freestyle flower. Just chilling on Jackie Vida Loca, thrilling you like I was Michael Jackson. Me and Relly, oh, we're just doing it like Fatal Attraction. Okay, I'm done.
Yeah, that's what's up, yeah. Well, I'm not much of a freestyler, right? But, I mean, yeah, we was doing our thing right there, huh?
We were, man. And that's what it's all about. It's all about having fun. So tell us about, you got a music video, you got some projects, you got some things. Talk to us.
Okay, yeah, so like I was saying, I got my music video. It's going to be featuring my boy Lavish Styles. He's out there from New York City. He's in North Carolina right now, but he'll be linking up with us in L.A. in March. I also got my boy Chris Carr. He's from the area that I'm from too. I'm bringing him out there as well. We got those strong features. I'm also getting my boy. He's showing me some love. He's gonna be in the video, King Lil G. If y'all don't know, y'all better do some research because he is the next underground artist. He's making big noise. He's my boy. You know, I'm not saying I ain't making no noise because I'm putting stuff out there. I'm getting the respect from some high end artists and stuff like that as a writer. And, you know, so I think it's just time for 2013 for me to make my mark and, you know, to get a good crowd around me. And, you know, that's why, you know, I had to go to Easy, to you, Mr. Hollywood, to get this going. And, you know, we're just going to make some magic. You know, I don't want to let out too much stuff. I still want the viewers to be interested and seeing what is to come. But, you know, just as far as long as, you know, I've got that video, got a new album that's going to be dropping around July. So, I mean, I got other features from, you know, wouldn't be getting Baby Bash, the Stewie Brothers, you know, M Status, King Sins, you know, other artists that you guys aren't that much of aware of that, you know, I'm just going to be pushing them out there like crazy.
I love it, man. I love that you're showing love to the independent artists, too. And I know we were talking about it. And I know you're involved, as am I, with a lot of, you know, celebrity type artists that can put a name on your stuff, but yet you still want to show support to the artists, but there's still going to be some names. You know, so this is something you definitely got to stay tuned, guys. This is Relly Songs. You can follow him on Twitter, Facebook, all, you know, talk to us. How do people follow you?
Yo, they can catch me on, you know, just got me on Twitter. It's at Relly Songs, twitter.com. I mean, they got me as, you know, my Facebook, Relly Songs Official Fan Club. .com, you know, you can look me up right there. Just hit me a message. You know, if any underground artists are listening, you know, I definitely like to hook up with a new artist and stuff because so many people out there have talent and they don't have any ways to get it out there or to mix it up a little bit. You know, I do like to show love and stuff like that because you know, I come from the streets just like everybody else, but I was raised to respect everybody and to show everybody love. So, yeah, I mean, that's what I want to do. And you know, I've been shown love back. So, you know what I mean? I believe a lot in karma. So, I mean, I got to give, you know, the streets what they want, and that's to hear fresh voices. So, I mean, got to, you know,
really,
gotta do that.
Have you heard this before?
Yeah. Sports and music. Sports and music. Sports and music.
Yeah, we talking sports and music. Yep, they going hand in hand. Falling with my beat song. Gotta have that upper hand.
Yes, sir. That's one of the shows you don't know about, dude, that you should be on. You should be telling everybody about. That's called Sports and Music with Mo Egger. He's a former NBA star, and he's the producer for Easy Way Broadcasting. He does all these beats.
Nice.
Does all that stuff. And he's rocking his new album, Motown. He's got a big album release and whatnot. So make sure you check out that show and you tell all your friends Tuesday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Sports and Music with Mo Egger, and maybe he'll have you on. You can rock your stuff. And he does an artist watch or something where he gives artists their chance for people to watch him and check him out and things like that. So it's definitely a good show for artists. And then he's got professional NBA players and big-time sports stars that come on. So Sports and Music,
okay.
Chat. Don't miss that one.
Definitely.
So, Relly Songs, thank you so much for being on, brother. We had fun. You want to give us an outro real quick? Oh, wait, what do you think? Yeah, I'll give you a chance to come back, because I know I screwed you in that last freestyle. What you got?
I do a little singing, too. Rap and sing, I do everything that I'm supposed to. But every time I'm in the streets, I'm making money to get it. And everybody, cause they know I'm getting it. And every time I'm doing me. Oh, man.
Man, you got me beat there, brother. I'm gonna go call Simon for X Factor. You'll be his next contestant. I love it. Yeah,
oh,
guys,
man.
So make sure you check out Relly Songs. He's a very, very skilled rapper, good friend of mine. He's got an awesome music video coming out that I will be starring in, Shane Sparks. Many awesome people. Thank you for joining us, Relly, and I'll be having you on my show real soon, brother.
Awesome. Well, thank you for having me. You guys have a good one. God is love, and you guys take it easy.
Yes, sir. All right, guys. So this has been Jackie's Vida Loca. I'm Eric Zuli, EZ, crazy white boy, doing my thing in Hollywood, having fun. And this beats everything that you're hearing. If you like what you're hearing, AgerMusic.com, Mo Ager, Ager Productions. Check out his show every Tuesday, 2 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Mo Ager, I'm Eric Zuli. Follow me, E-R-I-Z-Z-U-L-E-Y. And we're having fun, guys. So make sure that you call in. Because when it comes to me, I'm preferred and I'm ballin'. When it comes to being a host, it's the most. I disappear, evaporate like a ghost. No, I'm kidding. All right, guys. So I love you guys. Thank you so much for having fun. And if I could speak Spanish, I would have throughout the show. But, poquito español. Love you guys. This has been Jackie's Vida Loca. I'm your man, Easy, and make sure you tune in tomorrow to my show, Easy Talk. Hope you guys like what you hear, and thanks for tuning in. Tell your friends, follow me, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, Easy Talk, tomorrow, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Jackie's Vida Loca. Let's go.
Adios, everybody. Join me again next Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, for the craziest Latino comedy on Jackie's Vida Loca.